Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, boys, fun Friday time. Excited to have you here. Let's get right into it. We're going to start off, Lloyd. We always start off with us, fellas, and we know what that is, right? It's God's Word. We're going to start off with God's Word because that's what it's all about here at the Lion Within Us, okay? So this week we've been in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "For God does not give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind." And we need that reminder, okay? Remember that, guys. The evil one's going to attack you. He is going to try to take you out. That spirit of fear, that fear that comes over us, that paralyzes us. I'm here to tell you, send that to where it belongs, the gates of hell, and release power, love, sound mind, self-control, whatever you want to do, whatever on for that last one. But I'm here to tell you, once you recognize that, you're in a position as a leader to make a tremendous impact every day, because we recognize that fear, that's not from God. Okay. Now, can you be scared? Yeah, it's okay to be scared. Go back and listen to the spiritual kickoff if you want some more information on what that actually looks like. Okay. But don't live in fear. The only fear we have is for the Lord. And that should be what drives us every day. So now, if you missed the episode with Kevin, I encourage you to go back and check that out. We had a really good conversation about being a devoted dad. And what does that look like? How can we actually apply that to our life? What does intentionality look like when it's coupled with some practical tips and advice? And Kevin got real applicable with ways we can do this as dads. It's not stuff you have to spend a ton of money on. You have to make major overhauls in who you are as a person. It's just really a mindset of recognizing who you are as a son of the Most High King. And then what are you doing to make sure your son or your daughter, they're seeing that? And are you teaching that? And are you prioritizing those things over the things of the world? If you do this, guys, I'm telling you, it's going to change everything for you. It's just going to give you a sense of peace that we all are searching for, okay? So now, hopefully go check that out. If you haven't listened, it's the last episode. Back up one of your podcasts, you should be there. So let's get into our tips. So you got your health, wealth, and self tip for those new to the Lion Within Us. The health tip is your mind and your body. Wealth is career and finances. Self is being better husbands and, better dads. So you're all over it this week, guys. So the health tip, I'm going to just share this with you. Play the A game, so quote unquote, the letter A, with your email. Because when it comes to making decisions, guys, we got stuff flying at us all the time. And how you make decisions with a massive amount of data, that flies at you every day makes a difference. So use this thing called the A game. It's four A's. You got accomplish, assign, abandon, and archive. So you can do it right now. You can literally pause this podcast if you want it and then go to your email. So what do you need to delegate? Okay. What do you need to just hit delete on? let's get to that for real. What needs to be filed to manage later? And what do you need that you could quickly do right now just to get it off your plate? Because if you hit those four, you're going to quickly assess and be able to address the influx of mail that comes into your box. And then you'll find yourself at a very great spot. And that spot is when you're managing your email versus your email managing you. I used to implement this thing called Inbox Zero. I may share that for another show at some point. I didn't really like it too much. I like this one better because this gives you right there at the gate, okay, can I accomplish this? All right, can I assign this? Okay, is this something I could just delete? I need to get out of my inbox? Or, okay, I need to archive this and come back to it. And if you put that criteria, that's a quick pump, pop, pop, pop way to really work through your email. So if email is a big part of your day, big part of your career, if it's a struggle area, consider a program like this to at least put some parameters and some boundaries around for you, some rules that will help you maybe lower that stress. Who knows? And don't forget to unsubscribe, except for the lion stuff, right? There you go. Now, your wealth tip. Hey, basic fundamental stuff here. What is a bond? We need to know what bonds are. I want to share this stuff because it's fundamental stewards of what God's given you from your finances. You need to know the basic terminology. And in simple terms, a bond is a loan from an investor to a borrower, such as a company or even the government. So the borrower uses that money to fund whatever it needs to do. It's operations, right? And the investor receives interest on that money that is lent. And the market value of a bond can change over time. So the big difference between bonds and stocks is that with stocks, you own a small portion of the company, whereas with bonds, you're more or less owning part of the money that you're lending that company. Okay, that's the big difference. And another difference in how they make money, stocks must grow in resale value while bonds are paid in a fixed interest. So bonds are usually less volatile, okay? So that's just something to consider. You know, bonds are definitely something to think about with your portfolio, particularly if you can find the right type of bond. If you're looking to lower your risk tolerance in certain areas, bonds are great alternatives to consider to implement into your investment strategy, okay? All right, now, for your self-tip, being a better husband, better dad. And Kevin wrote, and we talked about it, and Dad voted, that legacy is really important. And that L5 model, I just thought it was pretty dope. It was pretty cool. So, you know what? Let's think about that for a second. Lead, laugh, love, learn, listen. And when I think about those as a collective unit, things start, you know, going off my brain. Because we're all called to lead. Every single one of us. You cannot outsource this, fellas. And that means if you're going to lead, that means you've got to do something. And that's hard. But leading is not all that makes an impact. Think about this. How often do you make other people laugh? Okay? Just that. How do you make them laugh? How often do you make others know and feel your love? Those are two tough ones for guys. I know they are. How about this? Are you always seeking and searching for new things to learn on a regular basis? Maybe new things that's going to help you be a better husband or better dad. But really trying to learn every chance we get. And maybe the hardest one of them all, when I looked at his list, is how often are we truly listening to the ones that we love the most? And look, as dads, as men, I get it. The last thing I want to do sometimes is sit around and listen to my kids fight and complain, and then I have to break stuff up. But then that throws me off from being able to listen when something really is important. So we need to be tuned in, quick to hear, slow to speak, extremely slow to anger, right? But listen, because I love this list. I think the L5 list is awesome. But it's just another list. The trick comes in the execution. When you decide, you know what, I'm going to actually do what these things are and apply them to my life, not because some book says it, because they align to the book, God's book, God's word. So that's it. Lead. Step up and lead. Make sure you take time to laugh and make others laugh. Love on them and truly show that love. Learn and listen. So guys, hopefully you enjoyed those tips. So again, as a quick recap, here, hell tip. I want you to play that A game with your email. As a quick reminder, that's accomplish, assign, abandon, and archive, okay? Accomplish, assign, abandon, archive. Wealth tip, we've covered all things bond 101, so you should know bonds now. And self tip, that L5 model for legacy. Lead, laugh, love, learn, listen. Lead, laugh, love, learn, listen. Now, the book of the week this week, no surprise here, fellas. We got it right here. We got Dads Devoted to Discovering Their Duty, Direction, and Destiny. I think Kevin likes the letter D. Anyway, go check it out, fellas. Just Amazon, you can pick it up a copy there, or dadvoted.com. Again, it does read kind of like a devotional because it's only a couple pages per chapter, but there's quite a few chapters in the book that are broken down. It's probably, you know, 20 or 30 chapters or so. It's quite a few of them, but they're quick hits. You could definitely read a chapter a day or in a sitting, or you can sit down and read the whole book. I read the whole book in a couple sittings, just because it's a fast read. It's somewhat light. If you want to dive deep into some of the areas of scripture, it may take you longer, but hopefully you enjoy that book from Kevin. Okay. All right, now let's get into our jokes. So our jokes of the week this week are dad jokes. This is the first one. Do you want a brief explanation of what an acorn is? In a nutshell, it's an oak tree. So there you go, fellas. That's all you got to do right there. Number two, I would love to get paid to sleep. It would just be a dream job. So let me know which one you like the best, fellas. Number one, do you want a brief explanation of what an acorn is? In a nutshell, it's an oak tree. And then number two, I would love to get paid to sleep. It would be a dream job. So let us know, fellas. Remember, eye rolls count. And if you have a dad joke you want to submit, hey, submit it. support@thelionwithin.us. Would love to hear from you. Love to get that in. Okay. Now, the question of the week this week, we've been talking all about intentionality, but how do you maintain intentionality when it comes to raising those kids, especially when they're driving you crazy? Let's just be real. It takes intentionality. It takes boundaries. It takes guidelines. It takes commitment. And guys, it takes you. It takes you. You cannot outsource this dad stuff. They don't need your money. Nope. They don't need that. They need you. They need your presence. They need you to teach them. They don't need you yelling at them. They're just showing them, encouraging them, lifting them up. There's so much power we have in the tongue, particularly as fathers, and what we say. I know my oldest two, I can build them up so quickly, and if I'm not very careful, I can tear them right down. And that's a lot of power that we yield. Use it for good. Don't outsource it. Don't look for someone else to raise your children. You've been handpicked by God to do this. So lean into it. Have some fun with it. And each and every day, learn, grow, get better. Give yourself some grace along the way too. Okay? All right, fellas, well, get after it. Give us a rating and review if you don't mind. I know it's a fun Friday, so head on over to thelionwithin.us. Check out all our resources. Lots of events. Major events planning for this year. So depending on when you listen to this podcast, the events tab always has the events for the Lion Within Us, the live events that we get together. Okay. Then to go over to thelionwithin.us and you can check out all the ways to join our community. including behind the scenes, what it looks like. We want to give you some really good information on what a community actually is. Because when anytime I meet with guys and show them a community, they're like, well, I didn't know what this was. Like, I know, this is why we're showing you. This is why we want to try to give more access to let guys check it out. And that's why we give a month of free access as well, fellas. Go check out your 30 days to a free trial and just get started. See what it can do for you. The guys in this community, you talk about iron sharpening iron. It's unbelievable. The way that they push me, the way that we push each other, the way that we just, I'm just going to be real, the way we love each other and care. I mean, genuinely care about each other. There's nothing fake. I can't explain it. I don't know why the community is like this way. It's God. God had his hands are all over this community. And we're going to keep serving him, just being obedient. So hopefully you guys get a chance to check that out. Again, thelionwithin.us. For all that stuff, you have our YouVersion Devos. Go check that stuff out. We take the time to write them, and let me tell you, they're not easy to write. Love you to use them. Use them and share them with others. It's all free stuff, guys. Okay? So have a great day. Get after it. And if you need anything, you just reach out, okay? And remember, at the end of the day, no matter what, just keep unleashing the lion within. If you're a man who's looking for greater spiritual guidance into how to become a better leader, finding resources that you can trust and then implement can be daunting. For me personally, I thought it was a lost cause, and I decided to take the action knowing that I wasn't alone. It was because of this wide gap that we created our Lion Within Us community, and the areas that we're helping Christian men grow are incredible. For instance, we built ways for guys to lean in and grow through fun events like our daily spiritual kickoff, where you get that much needed boost directly from God's word. Our Bible studies that always focus on how to discern and apply what we learn. And even our amazing forum where you can speak your mind without fear of getting shut down or judged by the extreme rules of modern day social media. On top of all that, we know that many men want help overcoming issues and becoming stronger in many different areas. That's why we created several mastermind groups where the iron truly sharpens the iron. Our community is about having a growth mindset, accountability, intentionality, and transparency. In other words, just leave fake you at home and come to community just as you are. I fully believe in what we've built. I see the impact it's making on men right now, and I would love to have you check it out. So start your very own 30-day free trial today to see how we can help you be a better leader. So if you're ready to take that first step, head over to thelionwithin.us and get started. Your journey begins here. Visit thelionwithin.us and I'll see you inside the den. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.